At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back, and we are finally here giving our game one preview where the Lions will be hosting the Rams. We have a lot to talk about here on this podcast, previewing this upcoming epic Sunday night football game. The Lions return back to Ford Field to defend the Den. The place is going to be... It's just going to be a rip-roaring good time on Sunday night, I feel. So without further ado, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hey, welcome to the jungle, Lions fans.
Bob.
Hello, everybody.
And last but not least, Rod Dog.
Yo, let's go.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions will be 3.5-point favorites going to the game this week. But before we get into the game and anything of that nature, just slight injury news update. So pretty much everybody is healthy on this roster, including Jahmyr Gibbs. If you're concerned about him, hopefully you shouldn't be, because it appears that he will be okay going into week one, as well as any other injuries that were out there, except for two people. Ife Melifonwu, who has... some sort of injury. They won't really say what it is, but it's lingering, according to Dan.
He said it was an Achilles injury, Big Z. A lingering Achilles injury.
A tweak, I'm guessing, because they said he's...
It must
iffy.
Be like a...
if he's iffy. Like a,
well, because Josh Reynolds, too, I don't know if you've been following his injury on the Broncos. He has, like, an Achilles injury as well that's kept
Who?
Him out. But... Josh Reynolds, former wide receiver of the Detroit Lions. Anyways.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. You're just trying to make a joke, I think. well, anyways.
Must be a really funny one.
He has like a tender Achilles. I wonder if it's like a similar injury or not, where like he's able to play if it really came down to it for like the Super Bowl, but maybe not at the beginning of a regular season. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think he tripped on a meat tenderizer and it caught him in the back of the leg. So
I don't say that one. and Lauren Strickland is also injured.
Lauren!
The undrafted rookie free agent who made the roster. Was it the meat tenderizer at Applebee's that Dan Campbell works at, Bob?
Oh, yeah, that ad. You guys all saw that ad, right?
Yeah.
It was great.
They needed more money than he
is.
Yeah. This is nice.
I look forward to seeing him in a lot more commercials in the future when the Lions are winning consistently and getting out there in the national eye, like Andy Reid has done in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell's got way more personality, in my opinion.
Well, Andy Reid's personality is that he's fat. I mean, it's funny.
Well, I don't know about that.
His personality
kind of
that he has no personality.
No, I mean, like every ad they do with him, it's like poking fun at his weight. Like they're using like food to do X's and O's. And
he's known to like hamburgers and cheeseburgers. So
yeah, you can tell.
Well, all right. That aside, let's start talking about this upcoming game here that we've been waiting all summer for. Obviously, Matt Stafford coming back to Detroit. And we couldn't think of anybody else better to enter the Lions Den this week than, of course, our famous producer, KJ.
Oh,
KJ, welcome back to the lion's den. You know better than anyone else how this goes, the experiences, up and downs. But you were obviously here before, and you escaped with your life. I hope you can do the same again. But first of all, Kid J,
thank you
for entering the lion's den.
Well, we got to let him live. He's our producer.
I was going to say, it does put us in a conundrum when we...
Yeah, I know. Like, we let him go. Did we let him live? Or do we...
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Like,
No, you can live just because you had it. Well,
producer Kid J. The Rams had quite an offseason, obviously losing their first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer, Aaron Donald. He will no longer be putting on the Rams jersey unless something weird happens at the end of this year. But I don't know. Sometimes these guys come out. But it sounds like he's done for good.
I have, but Big Z, I have his jersey, so I'll be wearing it for
a gift from the
Blue Kool-Aid crew. If you recall,
that's right.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Wow, don't try to soften us up in the Lion's Den segment here.
He's a dodgy one. You got
see that? He's tricky, this guy.
Oh, man, he came ready. Kid J, do you want to sum up for us? I'm happy to, but it's your call, what the Rams kind of did. What's different this offseason? What changes did they make this offseason? Let's start there.
I guess their biggest free agent signing was they signed Jonah Jackson away from the Lions.
Yep.
So now they have the interior of Jonah Jack. Yeah, he is healthy. He's going to be healthy for this game.
I heard he's been
good. Good.
He's healthy now. But they're going to have a beefy offense, beefy interior with Steve Avila, Jonah Jackson, Kevin Dotson, who they traded for at the beginning of last season, who they also gave a big contract to this offseason as well. But and then also they lost their defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris, who's now the Falcons head coach, and they promoted Chris Shula, who is the linebackers, like a safeties coach for he's been there all the whole McVay tenure, but now he's brought up and to be the defensive coordinator. The big news right before the 50-man rosters got released was they traded away Ernest Jones, who was their primary sort of star linebacker. He had 145 tackles last year and was kind of the heartbeat of the defense a little bit. So, and it was a little confusing why the team did that, but a lot of people suspect that he was going to probably be benched and thought it'd be best for the team that they just moved on, since they weren't going to probably resign him after the year anyways.
Why were they going to bench him?
Because I don't think he must have gotten outplayed in camp by another linebacker, Troy Reader. And there's also UDFA that had an amazing camp. His name is Omar Spates. He's going to play some linebacker too. And I think the camp reached a point of no return with the team and how it would have worked with since he was a captain last year. Would have been weird if they if he was voted a captain and he was still on the 53-man roster and he benched. That would just be kind of awkward. So they kind of knew that he was going to start anyway, so they just moved on. So
they cut a guy just to avoid an awkward moment. They cut him
a little bit. Yeah, it's great.
Was Space one of those didn't they have three undrafted rookies make the roster?
Yeah, they have 17 rookies in total on their 53-man roster.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's
a lot of on the defense side, right? A lot on the defensive side.
Yeah, a lot of defenders. They have a really good the safety that they got on the defensive side, Cam Kitchens from Miami. He's a third-rounder. They're really excited about him, and he had a really good camp. Him and another free agent signing, Cam Curl, are the two big safeties that have really shown out of camp, and I think Rams
like a double overhead cam defense.
There. It is. And I think
we liked in the draft process, Jared Verse and Reed Fiske, both FSU guys. And oh boy, Florida State could really use them.
He took all their talent, man.
KJ, what have you been hearing about those two guys?
They've been the two most standout defenders in camp. Jared Verse, I guess, has exploded right off the field, and he's been showing out every single practice and just making an impression. And I think he's going to make a real impact this season, especially on Sunday. And I think he's going to get a sack and a half. That's an early prediction. I think he's going to get a sack and a half
for the year.
For the game. For the game.
Yeah, okay. Right here. If he just keeps exploding off the field, then we don't have to worry about facing him too much, though. That's good.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's gonna be a really young defense, and I'm a little concerned about the first half of the year where like they're gonna be kind of adjusting to this young defense and trying to figure out how to learn how to play. And I think it'll be a similar thing how they were like last year where they exploded in the second half of the season. But I think the offense is gonna be even better this year. They have a healthy Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua has been injured in camp, but he's going to be healthy. They drafted Blake Corum from Michigan. He's going to be getting carries. I think taking some away from Kyron Williams. But I think he's going to be very, very effective. So I think this offense is going to be even more explosive. They're going to play a lot of like I think two tight end sets with Colby Parkinson, who they just signed from the Seahawks, and Davis Allen. And I think they're going to be a more power running team. And they did a lot of those concepts last year. And I think they're going to explore that even more this year. And I think they're going to be a really, really good running team.
Oh, all right. They better be, because that's where all the strengths are on that whole line. I don't think those guys grade out too great in the pass blocking, but they all have decent run blocking grades from what I've heard.
You sounded very optimistic, Kid Jay.
I am very optimistic.
What are they going to do differently that they didn't do last year when the Lions beat them for the first playoff victory in over 30 years in Detroit?
I think great memory.
Thank you, Rams. We always will thank the Rams. I will always thank Rams and Stafford for giving me that great memory of their defeat.
I think they're going to try a little bit more ball control and try to have more heavier packages to like, you know, slow down the Lions' defensive line and kind of grade them down a little bit. And they could still like sling the ball with like, you know, Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. And I think Colby Parkinson will add an extra layer to the passing game that was fortunately left by Tyler Higbee, destroyed by the evil Kirby Joseph, dirty player.
How dare you?
Come on.
Bite your tongue.
That wasn't even a flag on the play. What is dirty about house. It? It was a clean, legal hit. If you don't like the rules, change the rules. But
that's what Stafford said, right?
Slanders.
You're dirty, bro. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Dirty. I mean, it's not dirty. If it was dirty, he would there would be a flag, a fine. None of that happened. So I think that's ridiculous.
It's unfortunate.
Dirty
but not
hitting a guy after the play, like pushing a guy over the pile and when the whistle's dead. That's not dirty. That's silly, in my opinion. Just because your guy
you're factually accurate opinion.
Became dirty. I don't know. We all disagree with you, Kid Jay. I think America disagrees with you too. We have the ability to pull America instantly on this podcast. And we
if you pull the people in Minnesota, they might not agree with you.
No.
Well, luckily, there's not too many people to pull in LA because there's not, you know, it's not a football town, right?
Yeah.
Right. Wait, I just Googled it. America agrees with us.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Had a question.
Yeah.
Jonah Jackson, you guys paid him a boatload of money as a guard, and now they're talking about moving him over to center. What's that all about?
Yeah, they're trying to like I guess they're I think this week I think they're actually talking about having him be center and Steve Avila be left guard, and I think they're trying to keep like sort of like the consistency from like last year a little bit because Steve Avila was really, really good as a guard, but he also was playing a lot of center. So I think they're trying to like keep like the different like combinations like fresh, and like they're trying to, you know, trying to stay a little bit consistent from last year. And I know Jonah Jackson has some experience with at center from taking over for Ragnow when he was injured in the past. So I think it's going to be pretty seamless, and I think it's going to be I think it's going to really improve the offensive line, and I think it's going to definitely be a strength and show out on Sunday.
That experience was like one game, by the way.
Yeah, and he hasn't even played more than 100 snaps at center since 2017 at Rutgers.
Eric Decker was asked about it, and Decker was like, yeah, I think he played like 3 snaps against like the Cowboys all
the
years ago.
Yeah, it's minimal experience, especially recent experience. And he wasn't even playing center all offseason. That's why. What is going on?
Taylor Decker.
Wait, like
who's Eric Decker? Isn't he another guy?
Taylor Decker.
You don't even know your own team, Rud Dog. You don't even know your own team. Yeah, he's the longest tenured member on the team. You can't remember his name.
Well,
that's pretty.
I apologize.
And you call
Sometimes
yourself a
slip Freudian. All right.
Kid Jay shaking his head over there.
Kid Jay with the Kid combination.
J. Except for I caught him before you corrected.
He's smoking, not there. Kid Jay.
All right, Red Dog, do you have a question for Kid Jay?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Kid Jay. On a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
1 being that you will never have access to any more sports information or data or the ability to watch it ever again, or ten dying in a fiery plane crash. How scared are you of the Detroit Lions this week?
I think a 10 might be the first one, Red Dog, for Kid Jay over here.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. I'm pretty scared of dying in a fiery plane crash, so I'd have to say 10.
That's appropriate fear. See, I knew it was a veneer. I knew you were just putting on a little
because
little
if I die
for us, well, if you will, a little masquerade.
Because if I die in a fiery plane crash, I won't be able to follow sports information anymore. So that'd be
no. He'll just know it. Like he'll be up there. Like he'll be able to look down at it and just know it all.
Death, I think we've lost the basis of the question. No. How fearful are you of this game?
I
you
am,
said a 10. He's terrified.
Question.
I
am
petrified.
I am more fearful of the. I'm more fearful of the Lions' offense than I have the Lions' defense.
Mm.
I feel like the Lions, the Rams could definitely beat up on the Lions' defense a little bit, especially since they have so many new pieces and they're getting used to like the first real like game action. And I feel like, and you know, like the last year in the playoffs, the Lions, the Rams almost came back. The Rams got pretty close. They stopped the Lions offense in the second half pretty well. They only scored three points.
And you've really been holding on to that, haven't you?
Just
like what keeps you warm at night.
Just a reminder, Kid Jay, the Rams only scored 6 points in the second half last year.
Yeah, so. And that was against Cam Sutton. So, you know, feel comfortable about that one.
Yeah,
maybe a bit of a different look this year.
Maybe the Lions will remember to guard Puka Nacua this year. You know, maybe hopefully Aaron Glenn, you know, stuck his face on the whiteboard. Maybe drew a couple circles.
Hey,
a gold
we didn't
star.
Have defenders last year. Hey, Kid Jay, how about you're bragging about your defense, about how they're all like young, untested rookies, and then you say it's a flaw to the Lions that they have young, untested rookies.
Yeah, Carlton Davis.
Good point, Bob.
What is it, good or bad? I'm not sure. You're using it both ways here.
Well, it's good for the Rams, bad for the Lions. You know, that's how I see it.
That's logical.
Fair enough.
So, Kid Jay, after the Rams lose in embarrassing fashion, what are you going to be drinking that night? What's your drink of choice? Just drown your sorrows.
Probably some whiskey. Like probably some whiskey. Yeah.
You heard it here. He admitted the Rams will lose to the Lions this week, folks.
They won't though. It'll be a victorious whiskey.
Oh no, you said
Well, sounds like Kid Jay, you have a prediction to make. So, just a couple of predictions. How good a game is Stafford going to have, and what is your final prediction for the score?
I think Stafford is going to have a really solid game. I think he's going to throw for 320 yards and two touchdowns, and the Rams are going to win 27-21.
Oh.
Wow, that. Well, wow. Hey, I think I see the smoke from your pipe behind you there lifting up in the air. You might
So do you think that Kelly Stafford not being there could affect Matthew's play? You know, she's not going to the game. She's going to watch it from home because she's afraid her kids are going to get booed or something. So I don't know. Do you think that'll help Matt, you know, without his wife being there, like, to support him?
If anything, he'll be more focused because he'll have nothing to do but sit in his room and watch more game tape and, you know, and break down the Lions defense and find the holes from last year.
You heard it, Kelly. You're a distraction.
It's a new Lions defense, though.
Kelly Stafford, yeah. Distraction.
Yeah. I don't know, without his family there, he might be out on Saturday at Royal Oak closing bars with his buddies, you know.
Yeah.
Could be a Ruben vibe there.
Exactly.
It could be.
Well, there you have it, Jay.
You're going to be down there, Bob. You see him, buy him a couple drinks, will you?
Yeah, will do.
Show up at his door. Right. Hey, Matt, let me take you out.
Well, there you have it, Kid Jay, with the prediction of a Rams victory over the Lions. Delusional, but we still let him produce the pod.
Yeah.
We let
we
you.
Still love him. Still
honestly, sometimes I feel like we should listen more because I just have a feeling he's doing something in there, like slipping positive things about the Rams or something. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, we really got to pay attention to the
gotta stay on top
for this. Or he's going to use like AI to do something with our faces or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Kid Jay. You're a brave soul. You are.
Yeah.
For coming here.
And Kid Jay, you can just kind of hang in the background in case you want to interject the rest of the episode here. But because you are a producer, so you do stay on during our recording. You'll be the first guy to enter lines then and leave slowly.
Yeah, we'll pretend like you didn't just say all that nonsense going forward.
But as Kid Jay mentioned, let's kind of just talk about a couple things, and then we get into our predictions for the game. But so the Lions won last year 24-23. They were 21-17 at half. One of the more important plays of the game actually was a deep field goal. Michael Badgley had an over 50-yard field goal in that game, something we didn't see too often, but also a fourth down touchdown from LaPorta. Just an amazing atmosphere. I'm glad I hope Detroit, and we know that Detroit will come out and show out for this game as well on Sunday night. They've been waiting all offseason. They know this is a Super Bowl year. We want to be that number one seed. We want to host throughout the playoffs. We don't want to, you know, travel to San Francisco or any of that nonsense. We wanted to go through Detroit because we know if it goes through Detroit, we're going to come out victorious. But anyways, on this game, I really do like the Lions matchup. With Ben Johnson coming back, inexperienced defense, Aubrey Pleasant has a bigger role in the defensive. Aubrey Pleasant, like, too, Kid Jay, bigger role in the defensive coordinator. He's not defensive coordinator, but bigger role in defensive play calling to a degree, right?
Yeah.
I love to hear because we know his atrocity.
You hired the wink link that held us back from being great? That is awesome.
He's done pretty good as a Rams coach. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's only because he's being covered up for. Once the things get tough, you'll realize. Or hopefully, I mean, maybe, you know. I don't know if McVay will figure it out like Campbell did. Because I don't know if anyone else saw our defensive backs coach being the one fire that was going to, like, just turn everything around. So, you know, got to give Dan his credit there.
Some of the stats that stood out from last year, though, Stafford did have 367 yards, 2 touchdowns. Puka Nacua, 9 catches for 180 yards. on 10 targets, so he didn't miss too much. Obviously, Amon-Ra had that big third down catch, 7 catches, 110 yards. Reynolds had 80 yards for 5 catches for 80
yards. He had a good game in that last one. Year.
So Lions are going to have to replace that. UJ, though, what do you think the Lions are going to do differently than they did last year against this Rams team? Because they fired out 14-3 in the first quarter. Then it kind of slowed down, but they pulled out the victory when they needed to.
Well, I think they're going to do a whole lot different. I think this offense is going to be so much more finely tuned. I mean, you watch the Chiefs over the years as they've been winning Super Bowls. They just seem to get better and better each year on offense. And we're doing the same thing kind of. I mean, Goff's just getting better, more comfortable. He's getting more weapons around him. They're just going to be flowing on offense against a young Rams defense. And I am kind of excited to watch Verse and Fisky, two guys I really wanted in the draft. I think they'll be fun, but it is a young defense, and I think we'll be able to exploit them. As far as our defense goes, I think we will shut their run game down, and Stafford will have to pass. But we have a secondary that's going to be a lot better than it was last year, so it's not going to be nearly as easy for them. So I think we got the advantage on both sides in this game.
What do you think,
Bob? My score now?
What's that, UJ?
No.
Do you want my score now, too?
No. We haven't gotten our predictions yet.
Okay. Well, that's.
I just want to get our general thoughts about some of
my overall thoughts.
Did you hear him say predictions?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Hell no, I didn't say that yet.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Just some general thoughts on the game before we get our predictions.
I don't think strategically the Lions will do anything that crazy, you know, different. But I do think they're going to have an improved defense, which will be the big change.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They'll actually be able to cover Nacua occasionally. I'm not saying he's not going to get some yards, but he's not going to go 9 for 10 for 180 yards or whatever this time. I think our defense is going to have better pressure coming off the line and better defensive backs in the backfield. So
yeah, the aforementioned Ernest Jones had 2 sacks in that game last year too, Kid J. So he had a good game, and they'll be missing that now. But Rud Dog, how about you? What are your thoughts?
Well, like the way you posed it to you, Jay, the obvious answer to that popped into my head was 3 words, sort of what Bob said. Stop the pass. I don't think that didn't seem to be a part of our strategy last year for like the last half of the season, and it seemed to serve us okay, but I don't think they're going to have to go that route this year. I think we got a secondary that's way revamped. You want to compare secondaries and defenses, like I agree with you, Jay. I think we got you guys beat across the board on a roster. Maybe a position or two you might have us, but like you talk about, you got 2 rookie safeties. Well, we got 2 veteran safeties that are super studs. And, you know, we didn't just bring in young guys. We brought in a mix of young guys and veterans. I think Carlton Davis and Terry and Arnold and Ennis Drakestra are all going to make it much harder for Stafford, especially with what we got working up front with Hutch and Aleem. You know, they brutalized Stafford last time. Imagine Stafford having to wait just a fraction of a second longer this year. I think it's going to be a long day for Matty Boy.
I hope he doesn't have to wait half a second longer. I want to have him to wait half a second less. No?
To get rid of the ball to find a receiver open?
Well, yeah, because he'll be getting tackled if he's waiting half a second left.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about
thank
your,
you
the
for
coverage,
clarifying though. My point. Yeah, Stafford's got to hold onto the ball. Stafford's got to hold onto the ball a fraction of a second longer, and that'll make all the difference. They brutalized him last year, but he got the ball off to open receivers. I don't know how that was unclear, but all right.
I feel you. I mean, my thoughts on the game, replacing Reynolds, I'm really looking forward to seeing how J-Mo is used in this game. I think we've been talking about him all offseason. Now we're going to actually see it in real time here. Just to see all the different ways that they're going to infuse him, and expand his role really excites me. I really look forward also just to the kickoff in this game. If the Lions are going to do anything creative with the new kickoff rules, because we haven't really seen too much creativity from any of the teams yet, but I think because they're just feeling it out and also not wanting to show their hand in the preseason, especially the Lions. Did you guys see the fake punt in high school? I can't remember what the name of the high school was. I apologize, but it was a viral video going across the internet this week where the punter looks like he's about to punt. And instead of punting it, he throws a huge, like, underhand pass. Imagine, like, a baseball. Like, you just throw a baseball as high as you can in the air. The punter did this, and he threw it, like, 30 yards downfield high. It looked like a punt, but it wasn't a punt because he threw it underhand behind, like, his blockers in front of him. And then one of the players on their team caught the ball. And so it was, like, a 40-yard pass, but it looked like a 40-yard punt to the rest of the defensive team. Awesome. Anyway, it's really clever. I could see the Lions trying something like that. Go look it up. I think it was like Harryville Cop, like high school or something. I don't know, but I love videos like that. Just
you really never crazy. Know. You hear why we kept our long snapper this year?
Oh yeah, Hogan Hatton. We forgot to talk about him on this
because they kept him just because he is such an athletic person. Right. Like he's he, like he's going to be like a weapon on coverage instead of just having your typical doughboy who can snap the ball a million miles an hour. This boy's going to be getting down there taking heads.
Definitely. And there's also one other player I want to mention, I think, is a key to this game as well. Not my roar of the week, just a key. Amik Robinson. I don't think we've talked about him enough, but I think he's going to be playing a lot of nickelback in this game. I think that's going to allow Brian Branch to move around the defense a lot more.
That's how he's going to torture him with psychological warfare by like blasting nickelback at him.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think the Lions have a lot of faith that he can step into that role and allow Brian Branch to move across this defense a lot more in more creative ways. I think in a lot of ways he is a key to Lions defensive success this year. If they could shore up that spot a little more and allow more flexibility for the rest of the defense. I'm really excited to see what they do with him out there this week, especially with these receivers of the Rams and Matt Stafford operating. Stafford was great in the playoff game last year. Despite the loss, he was throwing dimes all over the place and making throws that no one else in the league can. It was cool. You could see it in person, especially. Like, these throws are just on the money, ridiculous. I think he's healthy, right, KJ? There's no injury concerns with him at the moment. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, he was healthy. Yeah, he's healthy. He had like a little like knee thing and like camp for like a minute, but he's fully healthy now.
Something happened to his teeth, though.
His teeth?
His teeth?
Has no one seen his veneers? He's got veneers now. It's so bad. It stands out like a sore thumb when he talks now.
Are you speculating on veneers?
No, well, he has veneers. Has no one seen his interviews? Like, he talks and it's like a glow stick is in his mouth or something. It's silly. Like, veneers look terrible.
Red Dog is a resident
dental critic.
Yeah,
well, Jackie.
Yes.
When he's given the interview after the game, after they win the game, he's gonna be smiling at the camera, looking right at you. So,
I mean, they're not gonna win, so that doesn't make any sense. Right. But I get what you're going for.
Well, all right, let's get into our prediction segment, shall we? So we have two prediction segments. Our first one is our roar of the week. That, of course, is our player that not necessarily will stuff the stat sheet, but who will have the biggest impact on the game. And then, of course, our predictions for the actual game score-wise. So I want to throw our roar of the week over to UJ.
All right. I thought about this one. Boy, you can just go so many directions here with the roar of the week. But I'm going to go, maybe not a popular choice, but I'm going to say Montgomery is going to be my roar of the week. The Lions are going to crush it on the ground. And in the second half, we're going to be running a lot and just wearing the Rams defense down. Monty's going to have 130, 140 yards and two touchdowns in this game. He is going to be solid, man. And our run game is going to be very productive, along with Jahmyr Gibbs. And so Montgomery is my roar of the week.
All right. Beautiful. Montgomery and his over under rush yards for this game is 54 and a half, in case you're wondering. 54 and a half.
Bet the over. Bet your house on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is not a financial advice podcast.
Thank you. Rutug, what do you got? Freeze your roar of the week.
UJ out here trying to get a suit and stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of good nominees by the end of this game for roar of the week. But I think it's going to be a guy who had a really good game in the last matchup, and who's going to have just a little bit more support that's going to go a whole long way. I think by the end of this jersey, Matt Stafford is going to have a nice 7 next to that 9 printed on his chest from all the times Aiden Hutchinson lands on him. Aiden Hutchinson, baby, he's going to go off. I think I'm calling 3 sacks and a pick off of Matty Boy. It's going to be hard to going to give it to him because it's also going to tee up a couple picks for Tarion, that's besides the point. So, yeah, Aiden Hutchinson is gonna eat. He's gonna eat good. So Aiden Hutchinson is my roar of the week.
Ooh,
Hutchinson likes Ram. He likes Ram for dessert.
Hey, that he does.
I'm sure Ram is a delicacy somewhere out there. I've never had it.
You have to beat them in a headbutt contest first, so it's not easy to harvest their meat.
Yeah, you just gotta earn it, right? You gotta earn your keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Bob.
All right, yeah. Gonna be a big day for the Lions. They're gonna show up big, and I think there'll be a lot of laurels to spread around. But my roar of the week is gonna be Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's gonna get he's gonna have a big game. Like combined yards, like 150 passing and throwing, or catching rather. And he's definitely going to get in the end zone. And then he's also going to lay a block and spring JMO on a big one. So it's going to be a big game for Jahmyr Gibbs. So he's my roar of the week.
Nice.
Ooh, all right. We like it a lot. 80 and a half yards is his combined rush and receiving yards over.
Bet your second house
over.
On it.
Yep, bet your second house. There you go.
Your second house. See, that's a little more reasonable because at least you have a second house, though. You can always fall back on the original house.
Your first house is already bet on David Montgomery, so I don't know if you're in a great
situation. Oh, you have
a
third
great
house.
Situation.
I hope you have a third house if you're making these bets.
Well, if when they win, they'll have four houses, so, you know, it's good.
You know, I mentioned him in the last segment,
Yes, you did.
Point.
I know who you picked.
But either way, it's going to be Jameson Williams.
J-Mo.
I mean, we talked about him all offseason. I'm just so excited. I've stashed him away on every fantasy team ready for his explosion in fantasy and all that fun stuff. But 39 and a half is his own run receiving yards. Ooh. I think he's going to weigh over. I think it's at least 75, if not more. He's going to replace.
That's going to be the first play alone.
Plus more. Yeah, it might be the first play. Maybe a flea flicker, something along those lines. Take these rookies on the defense to school, Kid J, that the Rams have. I just love that the Lions have this experience on offense with Ben Johnson, everybody coming back, and the Rams are young at catching them early in the season. But either way, J-Mo is my roar of the week.
Nice. Yeah, bet your children on it.
Oh boy!
I don't even know what that means. Like, what am
now
I?
We're all in, pretty much.
Anyways, so let's get into it now. Our ever famous and our first of the year predictions,
baby.
Yeah,
Sunday night football. The Lions are kicking off the season on Sunday night. What a way to start the year! The Lions. Facing the Rams, 3.5-point favorites. Of course, this game is at home. And Jared Goff, in season openers in his career, do you know what he is against the spread? Do you know his record?
No.
It's not 1-0. It's not 2-0. It's not 3-0. It's not 4-0.
Undefeated.
It's not 5-0. It's not 6-0. It's 7-0. He's 7-0 against the spread.
Damn.
On season openers. Kid J, does that concern you? I forgot to ask you that. I wanted to save it for the prediction segment.
It does not concern me at all.
No, zero concern. It should. Yeah. It should.
There's plenty of things to concern him besides that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, 3.5. Over under is 50.5 as well. So let's get into it now. What is everybody's predictions? And we'll start.
Can I ask you a quick question, Z? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Whoa.
You.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
Sorry, it was a second there. I was trying to catch you before you started. But like, so does that mean? If he beats the spread, we win in reality in this case, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're a favorite.
Okay, cool. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyways, 3.5-point favorites and our predictions. Let's start with Bob. And Bob, will you be going to the game?
I will be. Yeah. Connor and I will be there. So it's going to be loud as hell. I'm sure. Because. Detroit is hungry for this season. Fans are ready for it. So even the preseason, they're showing up. So this is going to be huge. So, yeah, I like the Lions in this one. Stafford, always a tough out, so he's going to put up some yards. But I like the Lions winning this one 31-17. And, Gibbs with the touchdown and obviously 150 yards at least. But yeah, I like it. And I think the defense will be better than it was last year against the Rams. So, but they're gonna get some points. So, 31-17.
Beautiful. We love it. Let's go over to Rud Dog.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, Bob. I think it's gonna be a really bad day for Matty Boy. I don't think he's gonna get any points. I think he's gonna be living with guys in his lap all day between Aleem and Hutch. I think Tarion and Davis and our secondary is going to make it very difficult with the combination of our pass rush this year. I think they're not going to know what hit them, and then our offense is just going to go to work. I'm calling 56 nothing. Domination, bloodbath, open the season for the Super Bowl in the right way, taking out the would-be contenders day one. Dominance, Detroit Lions.
Wow,
let's go.
56 to nothing.
How many touchdowns and extra points is that, Road Dog? Really quick, I want to test your math skills. Go.
Yes.
It's eight. Eight is the answer. All right, UJ.
That's what I said.
All right. It's funny because Bob, I had the same exact score, 31-17.
Mm.
Wow.
I have Monty scoring a couple touchdowns, probably on short runs. I have Gibbs scoring one, and I have Laporta scoring one. And our new field goal kicker, Jake Bates, hitting a pretty good long one, maybe 49, 50 yards.
I love it, UJ. I love it.
A good one, you know, a good one.
Like yeah.
You can go back and make him your roar of the week if you want.
Not right now, but I'm going to stick with Monty on this one. But I see a great performance for our defense. Hutch with a couple sacks, Aleem with a sack. And we get at least one pick off of Stafford in this game. I just think we're just going to be ready for this game, man, in a big time way.
Absolutely.
And our experience, especially with this offense, good Lord, it's going to be an awesome game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stafford will get a little bit of his, you know, that's why I'm giving him 17 points, but we're going to just overwhelm him in the end. And in the fourth quarter, you're going to see a lot of David Montgomery coming at you, buddy. That defense just sucking wind and us just running for chunks. So enjoy it, man. It's going to be a great Lions victory, 31-17.
My prediction.
I like it.
Nice.
Before you do your prediction, I forgot one part of my prediction. At the end, they're going to interview Stafford, and they're going to say, hey, Matt, are you happy for the team? And this time, or happy for the city and the team. This time, he's not going to say that. He's just going to say, I'm happy we don't have to play them again. That's what he's going to say.
Fair enough. I wouldn't mind seeing them in the playoffs again either in Detroit.
They're going to be so beat up that they're just not going to have a chance, though. They're done at for one. Sorry, KJ.
I feel you.
We got to let our frustration out on somebody to start the season.
Well, I am drinking the blue Kool-Aid going into this game as well.
We'll see.
I think the Lions are really going to move this ball on this Rams defense. I think they are overrated. I think there's a lot of hype for like Sean McVay and somehow that aura transfer to the defense. I don't think this is going to be a very good Rams defense to start the year, like Kid Jay kind of alluded to in our den segment. I think they're young. I think the Lions have a lot of experience, especially coaching-wise with Ben Johnson and just familiarity. I think that's really going to be a factor here. So I think a lot of points from the Lions side. I'll give the Rams some credit. But either way, 34-20 I have with the Lions victorious in the debut. This is going to be historic offense from the Lions. The only other team out there that maybe contend with them is a fully healthy Dolphins or the Chiefs on the season, but I just love everything about this Lions offense. I want to see what they do with the fifth receiver, if Tim Patrick's going to be activated or not for this game. But either way, that's small potatoes. If everybody's healthy in this Lions offense, there's no reason why they can't be one of the best offenses, not just in the NFL this year, but like in the last 10-20 years, honestly. They have all the pieces there, and I'm really excited to see it against this very inexperienced Rams defense. So we all, yet again, besides our ignorant producer, Kid Jay, have the Lions victorious in week one.
Big Z, I'm just so proud of you drinking the Kool-Aid, man. You're usually like the skeptical one. Well, I think we're going to eke this one out, you know, 21-20 or something like that. No, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, buddy.
Of course I am.
I love it. I love it. Host of
them. Actually, is that the first time there's been UJ, have you ever, I mean, not UJ, I don't think KJ's ever picked against the Lions before this one.
He has at times.
Has he?
Yeah, and he likes to think he lives in reality at times. I mean, something went wrong this offseason where he's not living in reality anymore. I think in the Rams,
nonetheless. Good point about the young defense, like Kid J said. They're just young, inexperienced, and they're totally going to flop this week. I mean,
they came off the turnip truck, those guys. young guys.
Well, nonetheless, we have done it. We have gone.
Oh, he's going with the stoic response.
We've gone through our first preview of a game this season. We have a lot more to go. It's all the way to the Super Bowl. We'll be looking forward to talking about it. But before we head off here, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@DTBK_Lions. Just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Subscribe to our channel on there. You'll see a lion with a cigarette smoking a cigarette next to a bowl of kneecaps as our logo. So it should stand out if you can't find it.
One of a
just in the URL alone. Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. We post all our episodes on those pages as well. Follow us. Let us know your predictions for Game 1 Sunday Night Football here. We will not. Last year, we recorded right after the game. That proved to be a struggle. And anyways, we'll be recording the day after the game and then releasing the episode on Tuesdays. That is if the game is on a Sunday, of course. If the game is on a Thursday, that is TBD. But we don't have to worry about that for a few weeks. But just be aware of that, that we'll probably release our reaction to the Sunday night game and any other Sunday games on Tuesdays. So we have a full 24 hours to kind of dissect what happened, analyze it a little more. We think it'll be a better podcast. So
bask in the glory.
Look for that as well. Otherwise, we want to thank our Lion's Den guest / producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Hey, that was the best every one. Week he's gonna listen to this and say, why am
regret
I doing this
choices?
Anyways,
just a little shout out to the fans too. This is episode 310, people. So you know, there's a lot of potters out there now that are, you know, like they've been doing it for, we've been doing this a long time,
potters.
Folks.
That was the bad guy in It's a Wonderful Life, right? Mr. Potter?
Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter.
Yeah, he was a Potter.
You're a mean old man.
Well, anyways.
Anyway.
Thanks, speaking of podcasts, please download it. Please subscribe to ours or download it on Spotify, Apple, where you get your podcast. It is there. Please find us on there. And give us a rating, too. We take anything. You know, there's someone that reached out. They had like a comment about our podcast a couple weeks ago. I reached out. Hey, say, hey, come on. Come on to podcast.
Setty knew more than all three of us.
Don't be a keyboard warrior. We love to have you on here to talk about it, whatever it may be. So
back it up.
If you're out there, Daryl, I think his name was, you know, answer me. You're free to come on. Any of our guests,
Daryl,
our
man.
Listeners, reach out to us. You can reach out to us at drinkingtheblueKool-Aid@gmail.com or any of the Instagram or any of the social medias. If you want to come on, be our special guest, we'd love to have you on as well. So just note that. But anyways, we're gonna wrap it up here. We want to thank, of course, our listeners. We greatly appreciate you sticking with us all off season and then all the way leading up to this exciting first game of this Lions Super Bowl season. Let's go. We got a lot of fun stuff ahead, folks. A lot of fun stuff. So thank you everybody for listening. And last but not least, as always, go
Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Go Lions!
We did it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.